Well, typically, historically, we have funded that program at somewhere around $35 million a year. Last year, we only got $10 million in funding. This year, we only got $5 million in funding. And I believe that I believe a lot of it was political. And so I think going forward, we're going to see more receptiveness from both the House and the Senate. You have Wilton Simpson coming in, who is an agriculture person, who will be the president designate in the Senate. So I think that's going to help a lot. But whoever the commissioner is has to be in front of those committees being an advocate for rural and family lands. Because like I said before, that is the best conservation program that we have going.